చైతన్య చిత్తామృతం ఆదిలీల చాప్టర్ 14 చతుర్దశ పరిచ్ఛేదం సేయి క్షణే జాగి నిమాయి ఓరోయి క్రందహన সচিতারে পিয়াইল স্তন অঙ্কে সচিতারে স্তন পিয়াইতে পুত্রের চরণ দেখিল ক্ষণ মহা পুরুষ ভূষণ এই শিশু অঙ্গে দেখি সে সব লক্ষণ পঞ্চ সূক্ষ্ম সপ্ত রক্ত ষড়ুন্নত ত্রিহ্রস্ব পৃথু গম্ভীর দ্বাত্রিশ লক্ষণ মহান নারায়ণের চিহ্ন যুক্ত শ্রীহস্ত চরণ সর্বলোকে করিবি তারণ সর্বলোকে এই তো করিবে বৈষ্ণব ধর্মের প্রচার হবে দুই কুলের নিস্তার ইহা হইতে হবে দুই মহোৎসব কর সব বোলাও ব্রাহ্মণ
Oh,
ଦିବୋ ନାମ କରଣ ଆଜି ଦିନ ସର୍ବଲୋକେର କରିବେ ନାରଣ ପୋଷଣ ସର୍ବଲୋକେର କରିବେ ବିଶ୍ୱମ୍ଭର ନାମ ଏଇ ତ କାରଣ ବିଶ୍ୱମ୍ଭର ନାମ ଜଣେ ଜାଗି ନିମାଇ କର ଏକନ୍ଦନ ଅଙ୍କେଲ ଏହା ସଚିତାରେ ପିଆଇଲା ସ୍ଥାନ ୱାଇଲ୍ ମଦର ସଚି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ମିଶ୍ର ୱାର୍ ଟକିଂ ଦି ଚାଇଲ୍ଡ ନିମାଇ ୱୋକ୍ ଅପ୍ and began to cry, and Mother Sochi took him on her lap, allowed him to suck her breast. Stana piyaite putrer charan dekhila, sei chinno paaye dekhi misre bolailo. While Mother Sochi was feeding the child from her breast, she saw on his lotus feet all the marks that were visible on the floor of the room, and she called for Jagannath Mishra. ଦେଖିବା ମିଶ୍ରେର ହୋଇଲ ଆନନ୍ଦିତ ମତି ଗୁପ୍ତେ ବୋଲାଇଲ ନୀଳାମ୍ବର ଚକ୍ରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ହେନ୍ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ମିଶ୍ର ସ ଦି ୱଣ୍ଡରଫୁଲ୍ ମାର୍କସ୍ ଆନ୍ ଦି ସୋଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହିସ୍ ସନ୍ ଇ ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ଜୟଫୁଲ୍ ପ୍ରାଇଭେଟଲି କଲ୍ ନୀଳାମ୍ବର ଚକ୍ରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଚିହ୍ନ ଦେଖି ଚକ୍ରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ବଲେନ ହାସିଆ ଲଗ୍ନ ଗଣି ପୂର୍ବେ ଆମି ରାକ୍ଷା ଛିଲିଖିଆ ହେନ୍ ନୀଳାମ୍ବର ଚକ୍ରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ସ ଦୋଜ୍ ମାର୍କସ୍ He smiled, smilingly said, formerly I ascertained all this by astrological calculation and noted it in writing. Batrisa lakshana maha purusha bhushana. Ehi shishu ange dekhi shishu lakshana. There are 32 bodily marks that symptomize great personality and I see all those marks on the body of this child. Pancha dirgha, pancha sukhma, sapta rakta, sarunnata ha. ତ୍ରିହ୍ରସ୍ୱ ପୃଥୁ ଗମ୍ଭୀର ଦ୍ୱାନ୍ତ୍ରିଂଶ ଲକ୍ଷଣ ମହାନ ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ 32 ବଡିଲି ସିମ୍ପଟମ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଏ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ 5 ଅଫ୍ ହିଜ୍ ବଡିଲି ପାର୍ଟସ୍ ଆର୍ ଲାର୍ଜ 5 ଫାଇନ୍ 7 ରେଡିସ୍ 6 ରେଷ୍ଟ 3 ସ୍ମଲ୍ 3 ବ୍ରଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ 3 ଗ୍ରେଭ୍ ଦି 5 ଲାର୍ଜ ପାର୍ଟସ୍ ଆର୍ ଦି ନୋଜ୍ ଆର୍ମସ୍ ଚିନ୍ ଆଇଜ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ନିଜ୍ 5 ଫାଇନ୍ ପାର୍ଟସ୍ ଆର୍ ଦି ସ୍କିନ୍ ଫିଙ୍ଗର ଟିପ୍ସ teeth, hair on the body and hair on the head. The 7 reddish parts are the eyes, soles, palms, palate, nails and upper and lower lips. The 6 raised parts are the chest, shoulders, nails, nose, waist and mouth. The 3 small parts are the neck, thigh and malar gun. The 3 broad parts are the waist, forehead and chest. The 3 grave parts are the navel, voice and existence. Altogether, these are the 32 symptoms of a great personality. This is a quotation from Samudrika. Narayanar chinna jukto sriyastha charana ei shishu sarvaloke koribe taran. This baby has all the symptoms of Lord Narayana on his palms and soles. He will be able to deliver all the 3 worlds. Eita karibe vaishnava dharmir prasar. Ya hoite hobe dui kulero nistar. This child will preach the Vaishnava cult and deliver both his maternal and paternal families. Without Narayana himself or his bona fide representative, one cannot preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. When a Vaishnava is born, he delivers both his maternal, paternal families simultaneously. Mahoshava karo, sab bolao brahmano, aji dino bhalo, karibo nama karano. I propose to perform a name-giving ceremony. We should observe a festival and call for the brahmanas because today is very auspicious. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the Vedic principle to observe a festival in connection with Narayana and brahmanas. Giving a child a particular name is among the purificatory processes which are known as dasavidya sanskara And on the day of such a ceremony, one should observe festival by worshipping Narayana and distributing prasad chiefly among the Brahmanas. When Nilambara Chakravarti, Sachi Mata, and Jagannath Mishra, recognizing the Mars and the Lord's lotus feet, understood that child Nimai was not an ordinary child, but an incarnation of Narayana, they decided that on that very same day, which was very auspicious, they should observe a festival for his name-giving ceremony. In this connection, we can particularly see how an incarnation of the Supreme Personality God is ascertained by his bodily symptoms, his activities, and the prediction of the Shastras. By factual evidence, a person can be accepted as an incarnation of God, not whimsically, or by votes of rascals and fools. There have been many imitation incarnations in Bengal since the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but any impartial devotee or learned man can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepted as an incarnation of Krishna not on the basis of popular vote, but by evidence from the Shastras and bona fide scholars. It was not ordinary men who accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the beginning, his identity was ascertained by learned scholars like Nilambara Chakravarti, and later his activities were confirmed by six Goswamis, especially Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami, and many other learned scholars with evidence from the Shastra. An incarnation of God is such from the very beginning of his life. It is not that by performing meditation one can become an incarnation of God all of a sudden. Such false incarnations are meant for fools and rascals, not sane men. Sarvalokir karive yam dharana poshana visvambhara nam ihar eita karana. In the future, this child will protect and maintain all the world. For this reason, he is to be called Visvambhara. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Bhagavata also confirms that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his birth has made the whole world peaceful. As in the past Narayana protected this earth in his incarnation as Varaha, because of his protecting and maintaining this world in the present Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Visvambhara, which refers to one who fills the entire world. The movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was present 500 years ago is again being propagated all over the world. Actually, we are seeing its practical results. People are being saved, protected, and maintained by this Hare Krishna movement. Thousands of followers, especially Western youths, are taking part in this Hare Krishna movement, and how safe and happy they feel can be understood from the expressions of gratitude in their hundreds and thousands of letters. The name Visvambhara is also mentioned in Atharva Veda Sanghita. Visvambhara Visvenama Bharasa Pahi Swaha. Kaviraj Goswami has quoted this Shastric evidence in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Govinda personally appears as Chaitanya Gosai. No other Lord is as merciful in delivering the fallen souls. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita most emphatically stresses that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, is not an expansion or prakasa or virasa form of Krishna. He is the Swangrupa Govinda. Apart from relevant scriptural evidence provided by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, there are innumerable statements regarding Lord Chaitanya's being the Supreme Lord himself. Chaitanya Upanishad says, Gaura Sarvatma Mahapurusha Mahatma Mahajogi Trigunatita Satya Rupa Bhaktiṃ Loke Kasyate. Lord Gaura, who is the all-pervading super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears as a great saint and a powerful mystic who is above three modes of material nature and is the emblem of transcendental activity. He disseminates the cult of devotion throughout the world. Sveta Svedar Upanishad says, Taṁ Iśvaraṇaṁ paramaṁ maheśvaraṁ taṁ devatānaṁ paramaṁ ca daivataṁ patiṁ padināṁ paramaṁ prastāt vidāṁ devaṁ bhuvanesa īḍyam. O Supreme Lord, you are the Supreme Maheśvara, worshipable deity of all the demigods and Supreme Lord of all lords. You are the controller of all controllers. the personality of Godhead, the Lord of everything, worshipable, Mahan. Sadasudra Upanishad again says, Mahan Prabhura Vai Purusaha Satya Seisa Pravartaka Sunirmalang Imam Prapti Isana Jyoti Rabbayaha. The Supreme Personal Godhead is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in the touch with him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahma Jyoti. Mundaka Upanishad says, Jadapasya Pasyati Rikumvarnam Kartaram Isam Purusam Brahma Jyoti. One who sees golden colored personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Actor, who is the source of the Supreme Brahman, is liberated. Srimad Bhagavatam says, 11th canto, Adhyayam sada parivavagnam abhishtam doham tirthaspadam siva virancinutam saranyam vritarthiyam pranatapala bhavabdipotam bande mahapurusvati saranaravindam. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Him, the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He destroys, enslaughts, insults to His devotees. He removes the distress of His devotees, satisfies their desires. He, the abode of all holy places, shelter of all sages, worshipable by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, He is the boat of the demigods for crossing the ocean of the birth and death. Seventh canto Bhagavatam, Prahlada's words, Itham nirutir jagarusi deva sasavatari lokan vibhavaisyansi jagat pratipa dharma maha purusumpasi juganuruttam channa kalau jada bhavas trijuvata sattam. My Lord, You kill all the enemies of the world in Your multifarious incarnations in the families of men, animals, demigods, rushes, aquatics, and so on. Thus You illuminate the worlds with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusa, You sometimes appear in a covered incarnation, disguised incarnation. Therefore You are known as Trijuga, one who appears only in three jugas. Krishna Jamala, in Krishna Jamala it is said, Punya Khetre Navadipe Bhavishyami Sachisuta. I shall appear in the holy land of Navadipa, as the son of Sachi Devi. Bhai Purana says, Kalau Sankirtana Rambe Bhavishyami Sachi Sutta. In the age of Kali, when the Sankirtana movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as son of Sachi Devi. Brahma Jamala says, Atavahundara Dhame Bhutva Madhavakta Rupa Dhruk Mayayangcha Bhavishyami Kalau Sankirtana Game. Sometimes I personally appear on the surface of the world in the garb of a devotee. Specifically, I appear, son of Sachi in Kali Yuga, to start Sankirtana movement. Ananta Sangita says, Jaiva Bhagavan Krishna Radhika Pranavallava Sustyadu Sojagannath Gaurasi in Maheshwari. The Supreme Person, Sri Krishna Himself, who is the life of Sri Radharani and is the Lord of the universe, in creation, maintenance and annihilation appear as Gaura, O Maheshwari. So many sastric inferences are there, how Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that by votes by rascals, fools, one becomes Lord incarnation. There are bodily symptoms and also sastric evidences and his activities from this. One is to be ascertained that he is an incarnation of the Lord, not other means. My revered spiritual master says, those who pose without no such evidences, only by the votes of such fools and rascals as incarnation of the Lord Bhagavan, he is rascal. Those who accept me as such, they are also rascals. And he should be beaten by shoes. Say, beat them with shoes. Prabhupada emphatically says, beat them with shoes. Then
boots.
Big shoes. Big shoes, boots. Beat them with boots. Yes. Of his becoming Bhagavan will lead him, no more Bhagavan, no more Bhagavan. All right, I'll speak it in English. I spoke something and spoke something more. Yeah. Nilamara Chakravarti says, Eita karive vaishnava dharmera prasar ya haite habe dui kuleiro nistar. This baby has all symptoms of Lord Narayana on his palms and soles. He'll be able to deliver all three worlds. And this child will preach the Vaishnava cult and deliver both his maternal and paternal families. Without Narayana himself or his bona fide representative, one cannot preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. When a Vaishnava is born in the family, he delivers both his maternal and paternal families simultaneously. So that family becomes, let's say, very, very glorified, the family in which a Vaishnava is born. Family becomes glorified. They said, Kulam pavitram janani krutartha vasundharasa vasati sadhanya surge sthitastatra pitaropi dhanya jasya suto vaishnava nama loka jasyasti vaishnava putra putrini savidhiyate avaishnava sadaputra janani sukari sama. Whose son has earned this fame as a Vaishnava, the mother is glorified. Really, she is mother. Yes. She has given birth to such a son who is a Vaishnava. Yes, she is really mother. Otherwise, never gives birth to a Vaishnava son, not mother. Jasyasti Vaishnava putra putrini sa vidhiyate, he says. One, the mother who has given birth to a Vaishnava son is really mother. A Vaishnava sadaputra janani sukari sama. She may have given birth to 100 sons, but all are Vaishnavas. Yes, like a sea hog. Sea hog is not mother, sea hog. Produces hundreds of children, all its toll. All its toll. Why such mother? Mother means must produce a Vaishnava son. That's a glorified mother. It's a really mother. Janani. Putrini. Real mother. Yes. That is what. Kulam pavitram janani kutartha vasundarasa vasati sadhanya surge sthitastatra pitaropi dhanya jasya suta vaishnava nama loke. The son is noted, famous as Vaishnava. So that mother is glorified, his family becomes purified, where he stays, resides, that place of residence becomes purified, the demigods and the demigod planets in this heaven, they become glorified, his, forefathers, they understand, they become also glorified. If a Vaishnava is born in some family, understand, Jagadish, you become really Vaishnava, then you'll glorify, then you'll, your mother will glorify it, all family will glorify it, and you'll be able to deliver both maternal and paternal families simultaneously. A real Vaishnava, yes, otherwise, no need of producing children. Hawks, dogs producing children. You produce children like hawks and dogs, what the value? They are not Vaishnavas. Evam bevaya pradaya narati, it is said. Bevaya pradaya narati. The man will accept a wife, the woman will accept a husband in marriage ceremony. What purpose? Purpose is what? Bevaya pradaya narati, Bhagavat says. In order to produce Vaishnava putra, bhakta putra. Bhakta putra that will glorify, will purify the whole family, will deliver both maternal and paternal families. That is the only purpose. It's not purpose of the marriage that man will accept a wife and wife will accept a husband for sexual pleasure. No. is available in any other spaces. Do you understand? Any inferior space other than human spaces, dogs, hogs, yes, they enjoy sex. Even a worm in the stove also enjoys sex. Yes. So, becoming a human being, if you enjoy sex, then what difference between a worm in the stool and yourself? Kruminam kyadantaram. Huh? Is there any difference? Gokul Das, that purpose, if you want to marry, then no difference between a worm in the stool and yourself. Purpose is to, only to produce Vaishnava son. Vaishnava son, that will purify the whole family, deliver both maternal and paternal families. Yes. As father and mother will be glorified, yes. They will be glorified, yes. Who is the father? Who is the mother? Because of their Vaishnava son. That is the purpose, understand? Otherwise, no need of marriage, no need of producing children. Hogs and dogs, they produce children. What value? Huh? Understand, Gokul Das, be careful. And Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is incarnation of Narayana, our Supreme Lord. There are many sastric evidences. Many sastric evidences. One, who is Lord? Who is incarnation of the Lord? The sastro evidence, sastric evidences should be there, otherwise nobody should be accepted. Prabhupada Maharaj says, here, in this connection we can particularly see how an incarnation of the Supreme Personal God is ascertained by his bodily symptoms. First thing is bodily symptoms. There are 32 symptoms. It is described here. 32 symptoms. 32 bodily symptoms, his activities and prediction of the Shastra. All these things. Thereby we ascertain that he is the incarnation of the Lord. Otherwise nobody should accept. In Veda, all Vedic scriptures, so many evidences are there. In Rig Veda it is said, Yahatva Gopari Anasa Mahe Madanturadasi Saro Gauro Jatha Piva. Is Ruk 845, Sukta 24 Ruk said. Yahatva Gopari Anasa Mahe Madanturadasi Saro Gauro Jatha Piva. That means, as the damsels of Brajabhumi, were mad after Krishna Prema. Do you understand? Similarly, Prema Purushottama, Gaura Hari, becomes mad after Krishna Prema. Such symptoms are manifested and completely manifested in the person of Prema Purushottama, Gaura Hari. In other words, Gaura Chandra, is Krishna. He has accepted the sentiments of Radharani, the chief of the gopis. And with that mood, he has started Premanam Sankirtana and shown the last limit of bhakti, Chaitanya Bhakti Naipunya. This is Rig Veda says. You are? Again Rig Veda says, Agni purve bhrataro arthametam rathi badhvana manva varibho tasmad viya varuna duramayam gauro na khipnur bije jaya. Is Rig Veda 10.51, Sukta 6, Ruk says. Gaura Chandra was never deluded by the illusory energy. Do you understand? Even he left his wedded wife, never deluded at all, never expressed any lamentation, you understand, and took up sannyas. That Prema Purushottama, Gauranga, without taking shelter the lotus feet of Prem Purusham Gauranga, nobody can get Krishna Prema. Siddhasitara Upanishad says, yeah, this verse, Mahan Prabhu Vai Purusaha Sattva-Sihisa Pravartakaha Sunirmalamimam Santi Misano Jyotirabhyaha. Yeah.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in touch with him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahma Jyoti.
Yes. Again, Mundaka Upanishad says, Jada pasya pasya dirukva varnam kartaramisam purusam brahma joni tada vidvana punya pape vidhuya niranjana paramam samyam upaiti. Jada pasya pasya dirukva varnam.
One who sees that golden covered personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Actor, who is the source of the Supreme Brahman, is liberated.
Yes, is liberated. Purport is there. That Rukma Varna, Purusha, the Purusha's bodily, who is that of molten gold, do you understand, is Gaura Hari. If someone, fortunate Jiva, gets his mercy, he'll get Prema Bhakti. Bhagavatam, famous verse, Krishna Varnam Tuisa Krishnam, Sango Pangastra Parsadam, Jagyi Sankirtan Prahari Jajanti Sumedasa. Yes.
In the age of Kali, Krishna appears in a golden form as Sri Gauranga, chanting the two syllables, Krishna.
Yes.
He descends along with his weapons, the holy name of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam Kirtan and Mahaprasad. His limbs, his expansions and avatars such as Nityananda, Advaita, and his divine energies, Shaktis, such as Siddhartha, Guru Namada, Ramana, and Roy, and eternal confidential associates like Sri Vastakur, Holidas Thakur, and other devotees. Those who are advanced in transcendental intelligence worship him by performing
sankirtan. Yes. Also, 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, when Gargacharya Gargamuni was performing this name-giving ceremony of Bhagavan Krishna, isn't it? Name-giving ceremony of Bhagavan Krishna, he said, do you follow what he said? Yes. Asan varnastrayo rasya grunnato anujugam tanu sukla rakstas tatha pita idanam krishna sangata. Isn't it? Read it.
In the past, your son has had bodies of three different colors. According to the age, these colors were white, red, and yellow. In this age, Dwarpar Yuga, he has accepted a blackish body.
So, Gargamuni says, in Dwapara, his body is Jugavatar. The bodily hue of Jugavatar is blackish. And Satya, the bodily hue of Jugavatar is Shukla, white. And Treta, bodily hue of Jugavatar is reddish, Rakta Varna, Kali Yuga is yellow, Pita Varna, he said. Seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj says, 7938. Itham Nrutir Jagarusi Deva Dasavatare Lokan Vibhavasyansi Jagat Pratipan Dharmam Mahapurusapasi Yugan Vruttam Sanna Kalau Jadavavastri Yugata Sattam. Read.
In this way, my lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, oh my lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Tri-Yuga.
Tri-Yuga, yes.
Or the Lord who appears in three yugas.
Then this is Vishnu Sahasranam, Mahabharata, Dhanpar Dharma, Suvarna Vanna Himango, Varanga Chandanangadhi, Sanyasa Krishna Santo Nistha, Santi Parayana. You are? Yes, read.
When the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna appears in the
appears as Sri Gauranga in his early pastimes, his complexion is gold, Suvarnabhana. His limbs are the color of molten white gold, Kamanga. His body is extremely beautiful, Gauranga, and he is decorated with sandalwood pulp, Chandanagari. These are symptoms of his
Grihastha. Symptoms of Grihastha Leela, yes. Then Sannyas Leela.
Another meaning of the description of the Lord as having a golden hue is that Lord Chaitanya's personality is as fascinating as gold. Is as fascinating as gold is attractive. Sri Chaitanya accepts the Sannyas order of life, Sannyas fits, and shows equanimity, Sama, in different ways. By describing the mysteries of devotion to Sri Krishna and by satisfying everyone by knowledge and attachment, he is peaceful because he renounces all topics not related to the service of Krishna. His mind is always fixed on Krishna and thus he is fixed in Krishna, performing the great sacrifice in the holy name of Krishna. He silences the non-devotees and impersonalists who oppose to the service of the Lord by promoting the cause of devotion. Thus he distributes real peace. He is therefore an abode of the highest spiritual peace of devotion.
Shanti Parayana. Sannyas Leela Sintam. Upa Puran says, Aham eva kuchit brahman sannyasa soma asrita hari bhakti ngrahayami kalau papa hatan naran.
The Supreme Lord said to Sri Vyasadeva, O learned Brahmanas, sometimes I accept the renounced order of life to induce the fallen people of the age of Kali to accept devotional service to the Lord.
Yes. Adi Puran says, Aham eva dhijasrishtha nityam prasanna vigraha bhagavad bhakta rupena lokan rakhyami sarvada.
O best of the Brahmanas,
yes.
My disguised form is eternal. In this way, with my own form hidden from ordinary sight, I take the form of a devotee and appear among the people in general in order to establish and protect religious principles.
Prasanna vigraha, bhakta rupena lokam, yes. That is, Adi Puran says, so many shastric evidences, prophecy was also there, Ananta Sanghita says, as Gaurahari says, the cause of all causes, Jadi Deva Bhagavan Sarvakarana Karanam Eko Vaditya Sastasmehi Gauratuise Namaha Jolilaya Sudat Purvangolakam Rasamandalam Jolilaya Didhavustasmehi Gauratuise Namaha Jolilaya Parabhyama Yanantam Asrujadavibhu Mula Sankarsana Devastasmin Gauratuichenama Jadansa Syat Mahavishnu Karnadipati Virvibhu Jadangabha Param Brahma Tasmin Gauratuichenama Jam Vedadi Vedavadina Sarve Param Brahma Vadanti Vayi Pradhanam Purusam Channi Tasmin Gauratuichenama Jamahu Paramatma Namantar Jyami Namishwaram Jamahu Purusam Sreshtam Tasmin Gauratu Ichanama. Satya Narayanam Devatredayam Jagya Rupinam Jam Krishna Dvapari Prahus Tasmin Gauratu Ichanama. Kalauja Nitya Rupena Pradur Bhuya Dharatvale Pradasyati Nijam Bhakti Tasmin Gauratu Ichanama. Ananta Sangita. The Gaurahari is the Kadapal Kajas Adi the Bhagavan. His Paratattva is supreme truth. His Rasiswara who dances in Ras, and who assumes two forms, Radha and Krishna, in Golak, Ras Mandal. I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. That Lord who has created Parabhyama, spiritual sky, who is Ananta Deva. Understand? Who is original Sankarsana, who is the source of all Vishnu Tattvas, Adinath, is Gauranga. I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. Who is Mahavishnu? Who is the source of all three Purusha avatars, whose bodily effulgence is Brahma, to whom demigods offer prayer as Param Brahma, who is Paramatma in the heart of all living entities, Sarvantarjami. He is now Gauranga. I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. In Satya Yuga, who is Narayana, in Treta Yuga, who is Yajna, in Dwapara, who is Krishna, that supreme truth, Tattva, Gauranga, has appeared in Kali Yuga. So I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. Then it is said in Mundaka Upanishad there is a Hiranmaya Dham, Brahma Dham, who is like a effulgent as the rays of the golden hue, that is Mayapura Jagapitha, that's that Brahma Dham. It is on the bank of Ganges, is Navadip, and Lord is a prediction will appear there. Who is Govinda? 200 Govinda, he will appear as a Mahatma, Mahapurush, Mahajogi, of golden of body with golden hue, who is beyond the three modes of mental nature. All symptoms of Mahapurush will manifest it on his person, and will preach the cult of bhakti, Vaishnava Dharma, in this world. Lord Shiva says, Mr. Parvati. Then Parvati asked, O my Lord, who is that Chaitanya in this world? What is wonderful life stream of his? I have heard many names of Bhagavan Vishnu from your mouth, but I have never heard this Gauranga or Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I have never heard. Mahadev says, Lord Shiva says, O my dear wife, one who is the dear husband of Radharani, Radha Kanta, Radha Prana Vallabha, Krishna, he is Gaura. You understand? He is Gaura. And all learned scholars say that he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You have heard so much from me about that Krishna, who is the Lord of the whole universe, Jagadishwar Krishna. So that Krishna is Gaura. You understand? That Krishna is Gaura. Anyavatara bhava sarva sadharana dhvata kalu krishna avatara niguda sanyasi rupa dhruk. This Jaimini Bharata says, in Kali Yuga, that Krishna will appear and take up sannyas. Nrsimha Purana also glorifies, speaks of the glory of Gaura. Satya daitya kuladhi nasa samai sphurjan matha kesari tretayang dasaskandharam paribhavan ramabhinama kruti gopalna paripalayan brajapure bharam harandvapare gauranga priya kirtana kali yuge sri chaitanya nama hari. So, in Satya Yuga, who appeared as Nrsimhadev and killed that unconquerable demon, Hiranyakashipu, in Treta, who appeared as Ramabhinama Kruti Ram and killed ten-headed Rakshasa Ravan, and in Dwapara, who appeared as a cowherd boy in Brajbhumi, that Lord appeared as Gauranga in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Nama Hari, name is Chaitanya, and started Nam Sankirtana, his Priya, his very dear Nam Sankirtana. Urdham Naya Tantra says, Jad Gopi Kucha Kumbha Sambrahma Bhara, Ramhena Sambardhita, Jadva Gopa Kumara Sara Kalaya Rangi Subhangi Kruta, Jad Vrindavana Kanane Pravila Satsri Dama Dama Divis Tat Prema Prakata, Chankara Bhagavan Chaitanya Rupa Prabhu. Urdham Naya. That means, was playing with the damsels of Brajbhumi, gopis, in the jungle of Vrindavan. Gopa Kumara, the cowherd boy, very beautiful. Madhurya Kanilaya, source of all beauty. Vrindavan Kanani, in the jungle of Vrindavan. Man plays Lila with the cowherd boys like Sridham, etc. That is Chaitanya. You understand? It's Chaitanya. So many sastric evidences. Kalau prathama sandhyayam hari nama pradayaka bhavishyati navadipe sachigarbhe janardana jiva nistaranarthaya nama vistaranayacho johi krishna sa chaitanya manasa bhati sarvada. Brahma Jamala. Yeah. Lord Shiva says to Parvati in first sandhya of Kali Yuga that Hari will incarnate himself to deliver the all fallen souls by giving his own name, and he will appear in Navadvip Dham in the womb of Sachi Devi. In Dwapar, who was Krishna, manifest Leela as Krishna, he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He will appear as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Brahma Jamala says, Bhavishyami cha Chaitanya kalau sankirtanagame parinama pradanena loka nistaro yamyaham. Krishna himself says, I will appear in one special Kali Yuga to propagate Sankirtan Dharma in the form of Chaitanya. In this incarnation, I will give my own name to all jivas and deliver them. Vishwasara Tantra says, Gangayang Dakhini Bhage Navadipe Manorame Kalipapa Vinasaya Sachigarbhe Sanatani Janishyati Priya Mishra Purandara Gruhe Swayam Phalguni Purnamasya Nchanisayam Gaura Vigraha. Understand? It's clear. Southern side of river Ganga and very beautiful Dham, Navadvip Dham, Bhagavan Krishna will appear in the full moon of Phalguna, Phalguni Purnima, in one special Kali Yuga, to destroy all the sinful reactions of the people of Kali Yuga. Understand? Ananta Sangita says, you have Ananta Sangita quotation. Gauri Sri Radhika Devi Hari Krishna Prakirtita Ekatva Satayo Sakhyaditi Gaura Haring Vidhu. Srimati Radhika is Gauri. And Krishna is Hari. And these two combined is Gaura Hari. Understand? Again, Ananta Sangita says, Navadipe cha Krishna adaya hrudaye swayam Gajendra gamanang radhang sada ramayate muda Navadipe tu ta sakhyo bhakta rupa dhara priye Ekanga sri Gaura Hari sevante satatu mudaha Jayeva radhika Krishna saeva Gaura vigraha Yada Vrindavanam devi Navadipa cha tat subham Vrindavane Navadipe bheda buddhischa jona raha tameva radhika Krishna sri Gauranga paratmani Gaurangi Paratmani Mastula Patakar Bhinna Deha Sopi Naradhama Pachyate Narake Ghore Javadahuta Samplavam. Lord Shiva says to Parvati, Krishna, will appear in Navadvip Dham. That Krishna, who had accepted Radharani on his chest and gives all pleasure to her, oh my dear wife Parvati and Lalita, many gopis led by Lalita were serving both Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So that Krishna, accepting the sentiment mood of bhakta, will appear in Navadvip Dham. He is the combined form of Radha and Krishna, is Gaura Sundar. All people will worship him. Oh my dear wife Parvati, the Radha and Krishna combined form is Gaura. And that Navadvip is not different from Vrindavan. One who sees difference between Vrindavan and Navadvip, and who sees difference between this Krishna and combined form Radha and Krishna Gaura, is Naradhama. Naradhama, lowest of mankind, and I'll pierce my trident into him, and he'll be put into Narka, very, very dreadful Narka, and suffer there. You understand? Krishna Jamala says, Idhi matva krupa sinduran sena krupaya hari prasanna bhakta rupena kalabhavatarishyati gaurango nadagam mihiraso namamrutalala saha dayalu kittan grahi bhavishyati sajisutaha matva tanmayam atmanu patan dayakhyara mutsukei gadatrapo madamatta gadavat viharishyati bhubam pratitu govinde chaitanakhyo bhavishyati anseka anseva tatra dasyanti tatra tatra purva parsada prusak prusak nama deya yo praya purusar murtaya. This is prediction. You understand? Prediction was there. By the prayer of the demigods, that Bhagavan, who is Kripa Sindhu, who is ocean of mercy, will appear in one special Kali Yuga in the form of a devotee, assuming a body which is a combined form, combination of Radha and Krishna. And in order to release the nectar emanating from his own name, you understand, he will descend. His ocean of mercy, he will descend as the son of Sachi, Sachi Suta, and will move with his dear devotees and be engaged in Nam Sankirtan. There is no difference between Nama and Nami. Therefore, his name himself, his form is like his own name, and he always uttering these two words, Hari, and with a very loud voice saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, without giving up all shyness, he will chant this. He will move like an intoxicated elephant, Madamatta Hasti, and chanting his own name, being surrounded with his own bhaktas, devotees, moving everywhere. You understand? When that Bhagavan will descend in this world, at that time his name will be Sri Chaitanya. And with him, many of his associates will also descend. And their name will be different and different. Those who are in female body, Krishna Leela, they are all come as male body in Gaura Leela. Mahadev, Lord Shiva, says to Parvati. This is Krishna Dhamma. There are so many sastric evidences are there how Chaitanya is Supreme Lord. It is not that by the popular vote of rascals, so many rascals, idiots, one becomes Bhagavan. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Krishna. So, dear God.
Yes.
I'm the kicking God.
Yes.
I'm going to kick them.
Yes, Prabhupada said, beat them with the boots.
I'm the kicking God.
One who says is God, incarnation of God, is rascal. Those who accept him as of their all rascals, they should all beaten by books.
I think we need about 10 devotees with computers and different books to try to find all the verses that you're quoting. You exhausted Gokul and I. We need about 10 devotees with computers with all the Vedic literatures.
Yes. Use computer. Yes. Computer is. You should use computer, record everything. So many. Radha Krishna Punya Vikruti, in his Bharpat Prabhupada mentioned it. It's yesterday, I think. Yesterday. In Bhagavad-gita, it's all Ramlila is going on now. So, in Bharpat, what Prabhupada said? Radha Krishna Punya Vikruti. Isn't it? So, speaking on Ram, and Prabhupada comes to it. So I spoke on it.
We're going to make a series of tapes about Ram Lila, but we said we'd have to call them Seeing Radha Krishna and Ram Lila.
Yeah. Radha Krishna and Ram Lila, yes. Prabhupada quoted in his purport. Ram is Marjala Pulsatama. It's completely different mood.
And the day before that, you were quoting Radharani talking to Bumblebee. And Sikananda, he was saying, how did this Bumblebee come in? Every time Guru Maharaj is reading this, Bumblebee comes in the room. So we didn't realize there's so many quotations from different shastras about Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
So many.
Some more are there. I am not quoted. Some more are there.
So many people don't accept Mahapura. They don't know that all the posts are there.
Yes.
We should put them together in English. And
yes.
There's a whole other topic how people can't see that in the Shastra. Oh. There's a whole other topic about how it is that people cannot see that in the Shastra.
Yes. They're deluded. How can they see? Pasyannapi na pasyati. They have no eye. So they can see. So-called pandits. So there's no mention of name of Krishna in Veda. They say pandits here. This is especially the Arjasamas people. They say, yes, no mention of name of Krishna in Veda. What is that? Sarvaicha Vedi, Nibha Vidya. Krishna says in all Vedas I am Krishna.
Gopal Thapa Upanishad.
Gopal Thapa speaks clearly.
What do we say, Guru Maharaj? Bhaktivinoda, he found this part of the Atharva Veda which he called the Chaitanya Upanishad.
Yeah, Chaitanya Upanishad.
Sometimes people, they say that was added and that's not actually part of the Atharva Veda, and they say it's not there in many Atharva Vedas. How do we respond to that?
Hare Baba. This Chaitanya Upanishad is there in Atharva Veda. You can't see it. You have no eye. You are deluded. Pasyannapi na pasyati. Therefore say pasyannapi na pasyati. Though it is there, you cannot see. Pasyannapi na pasyati. You are so deluded.
It's compiled from different parts of the scripture, right?
Yes.
Put together. So Gopinath Acharya was telling Sarvabhauma.
Yes. Sarvabhautacharya, yes. He quoted that, Trijuga. Quite reasonable. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quoted that verse, but it is not the real purpose. That is the real purpose of Trijuga. It is unknown. So, Gopinath Acharya explained what is the purpose of Trijuga. In Kali Yuga, it's Channavatar. This guy is the incarnation. Huh? And no Lidavatar. Lalpatri Yuga, so this guy is the incarnation. And Jivavatar. Not that. Lord never comes in Kali Yuga. Comes in disguised incarnation. Channavatar. Disguised incarnation. And there is no Lidavatar. Yuga avatar is there. That was said three Yuga. That is purpose. Well, doesn't come, not such thing. It doesn't mean so. So you don't know, you are such a great learned scholar, Bruhaspati avatar, you know such astra. You don't know what it means, Vijaya. Every Muslim knows. So-called Pandit scholar cannot understand it. Though in Veda it is said, they cannot understand it. They cannot find it, they can't see it. I quoted Rug Veda. It is there in Rug Veda. The name of Gaura Hari, Radha, Krishna, everything is there. But they cannot find. They misinterpret it. They misinterpret. Their interpretation is something different. That is what. Because it will never manifest to them. Because they are not devotees.
No Kripa.
One has gotten some mercy of Ishwara. He knows Ishwara Tattva. Otherwise cannot. He cannot.
Guru touch is very deep in different shastras, there's different quotations about it. I'm trying to understand, Guru Mahesh, how it is even in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a great difference between those two shastras. And it seems Kaviraj Goswami, he's presenting much more shastric evidence about Mahaprabhu, and also he's presenting much deeper tattva, Gopi Bhav and Radha Bhav.
Yes, deeper tattva, Kaviraj Goswami gave deeper tattva. Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is Chaitanya Bhagavata. Is Amruta, is nectar. Chaitanya Charitaye Amrutera Sindhu. Jar Ekabindu Jagatku Premi Panyaya Bhashaya. This Chaitanya Charita, it is ocean of nectar. Amrutera Sindhu. One drop from that ocean will inundate the whole world with Krishna Prema. That is what to call of the whole ocean. The name is Chaitanya Charita Amruta. Amruta, nectar. That name is Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Kaviraj Goswami paid all respect to his Vyasa of Chaitanya Leela, Vrindavan Das. He wrote fast. He is writing letter. So I won't repeat what he has said. What he has not said, I will say. So he said the most deep things. You understand? Very, very deep. Deeper most things is Krishna Prema.
So there's different purposes for Chaitanya Bhagavata.
Yes. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, you'll find many about the Nityanandas. For Nityananda, you'll find many things mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami doesn't say anything, not more about Nityananda. But because he has said, Vrindavan Das Thakur has said, there's more Leelas of Nityananda are mentioned there in Chaitanya Bhagavata. What is Vrindavan Das Thakur was not mentioned, he mentioned. Very deeper most things, prema, prema tattva.
Could we say that Chaitanya Bhagavat represents more Mahaprabhu's external mood and Chaitanya Charitamrita more the internal mood?
Internal mood, yes. And Chaitanya Bhagavat speaks more about Nityananda. Without Nityananda mercy, you cannot approach Gaura. Nitaira Karuna Habe. Therefore, Nityaira Karuna is there, then you come to Gaura.
One devotee told me we should read Chaitanya Bhagavat first because Nityananda's Leela is there.
Yes, Nityananda's Leela is there. That's not first and second, latter. All are very great shastras there. Both should be read.
Yes.
Both should be read. Yes. Thank you.
Sir, I should go to